Yes, we are downtown at the beautiful Charleston Music Hall with the man who puts the Charles in the Charleston Music Hall. It is Charles Carmody. Charles, how are you doing? November, colder weather, getting closer to the holidays.
I'm doing great, feeling good. I'm loving the weather, actually. Yeah, I'm sick of sweating every day, so I'm feeling good for now. Of course, in like 1 week, I'll be like, where's summer? But for now, it's okay.
Well, that's why I'm wearing my $10 Walmart coat, which you noticed I still had the tag on. Thank you for that, before I walked into a restaurant for lunch.
Yeah. Well, I also realized I still had the tag on my pants, so we are both tag friends today.
We're so busy, that's why. We don't realize we still have the stupid tags on our clothing.
Who has time to take tags off of your clothes? Oh, man.
Well, also, I pulled up here. We're doing this early in the morning, and in front of the music hall, in my chisel spot, was this big truck unloading, but I did get a spot right here on John Street. I like when it falls into place where you find the meter that still has like a half hour left on it.
Yeah, that's perfect, actually. Yeah, absolutely. Right from the record stop.
Right by there. Yeah.
Great. Cool little record store.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I'm a chiseler. I like everything for free, so we can relax and do this nice interview, and I probably still have like 20 minutes on the meter. So we're ready to go. November shows at the Music Hall.
November shows, baby. Yeah, we're kicked off. We're rolling right along. End of the season for us. We roll into a bunch of Christmas shows starting in December, but still a strong month.
What is this coming up on Saturday, November 9th, the Y'all Fest? I've heard a lot about this.
Yeah, this is our seventh year working with Y'all Fest. It's a young adult literary festival. It's one of my favorite events of the year. We hold all of the lectures and talks for Y'all Fest, and we'll have 900, tweens, teens, young adults in here listening to authors talk about their books and talk about really cool topics surrounding the young adult literature.
So, that is very cool. I like reading. Great. You'll always find me in the library. Again, this goes back to my roots. I like free books, so you always find me in the library. I've learned more in libraries and reading on my own than I ever did in school.
Highlight for Y'all Fest was I actually got to meet R.L. Stine, who wrote all the Goosebumps books, which I was really into as a kid.
Very cool.
And he was a very cool dude.
Yeah, that's nice. And then on Sunday, this Sunday, November 10th, the ABBA show, the world's top ABBA tribute band. I love ABBA. But I'll say this, I love their singles. I might not think ABBA albums were great, but their pop singles were fantastic.
Absolutely. I mean, they were pop dynasty for a while. And everyone seems to love them because it's almost sold out.
Wow.
So we have about 50 tickets left. So grab those before they're gone.
Then coming up on Thursday, November 14th, American music legend Tanya Tucker, who has a great new record out called While I'm Living, which I've been playing a bunch of stuff on the Critics' Choice, produced by Brandi Carlile and Shooter Jennings. But Tanya Tucker is the real thing.
She is, and what a production team.
Yeah,
Brandi Carlile and Shooter Jennings, that's as good as you can get. She is the real thing. I mean, if you love Americana, if you love that kind of country rock crossover, I think you're going to really love Tanya. So definitely come down for that.
Then on Friday, November 15th, two more very talented ladies, Mary Chapin Carpenter and Sean Colvin, two quality singer-songwriters.
Absolutely. This is our third show with Mary Chapin Carpenter. Sean Colvin's not been in the room yet. And really, they're going to do their own sets on stage, but also play stuff together and do some crossovers. And I think, Mary Chapin sold out last year, and it's a great show. Sneak peek, Amy Grant actually might be coming down the pipe here soon in February. So that's pretty exciting.
No way.
Another great female singer-songwriter.
Yeah, so always great stuff at the Charleston Music Hall, charlestonmusichall.com. But that way, I'm just looking at next week. Thursday, Tanya Tucker. Friday, MC Carpenter and Sean Colvin. And then Saturday, Charleston's own, my pals, Stoplight Observations. Discovered them at Last Band Standing. Man, probably like 6 or 7 years ago, but what an interesting band they have become.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they've definitely, crossed over genres, kind of explored different areas, and I really give it to them. I mean, I think they have been around 7, 8 years now, and, still making great music, still almost selling out rooms and making people happy. So, and they're just really good humans, so we're thrilled to have them back again. It's been about a year and a half since we've had them here, so...
Sunday, November 17th, it is the Black Jacket Symphony presents Fleetwood Mac's Rumours. Now, I do love Rumours, and I love the Lindsey Buckingham and Stevie Nicks era. But I'm also a big, one of the guys who I think is one of the most underrated guitar players of all time, the guy who started Fleetwood Mac, Peter Green. And I think I played him, I played old Fleetwood Mac a couple of Sundays ago on the Critics' Choice. But this is exclusively Rumours and the Buckingham Nicks era.
Absolutely, yeah. So Black Jacket Symphony, we've been doing shows with them for, I mean, 4 or 5 years now. And they do 3 shows a year. And the preference of the show is they do a classic album and then intermission, and then they play the hits in the second set. So it's a really fun show where you get to hear an album all the way through as it was originally recorded. And then they play the hits, and it's a great time. And word on the street is Led Zeppelin might be their next one in early 2020. So I think it's going to be, they're going to surprise you whether it's going to be 1, 2, 3, or 4 that they're going to play.
Okay, very good. I was going to say double album Physical Graffiti, which could be tough, though.
That would be
yes, tough.
But it's a cool concept, yes. And then, you know, each show is, you know, has a, you know, a video screen and a light show that kind of goes with whatever era or band they're choosing. So it's been really neat working with those guys.
Thursday, November 21st, American musical royalty Aaron Neville comes to the Music Hall.
Absolutely. And this is his second time here, and if you miss him the first time, you don't miss him again, because he puts on one hell of a show. He really does.
And as we get closer to the end of the month and Thanksgiving, I noticed this, like on the 22nd, 23rd, and 24th of November, going highbrow, some ballets here.
Yes, indeed. Yes. Yeah, we're doing 3 different Nutcrackers this year, and in Ballet Evolution, Palmetto City Ballet is doing Cinderella. So it actually is a good room for dance.
Yeah.
It's a smaller backstage, so it can be more difficult, but we just did Columbia City Ballet's Dracula. Jenny Bro does a bunch of dance lab shows in here, and it's a fun room for dance. And dance, you know, I really enjoy it, and it mixes up our calendar and brings some diversity to it, so we're all about it.
That's what you do so well, film, dance, and music here at the Charleston Music Hall.
Absolutely. We love it all.
And then on Friday, November 29th, they are back. They are still rocking. Put out a great record this year. Driving and Crying returns to the Music Hall.
Yeah, this is our, we've made this a fun little annual thing where Driving and Crying plays a day after Thanksgiving.
Nice.
And it's been a lot of fun. They'll do here on Friday, Atlanta on Saturday to kind of, you know, go back to their roots, you know, hit the hometowns. And it's just a great show. Super fun. I know, you know, you get bored hanging out with family, you're full of turkey, you know, you need to dance it out a little bit. That's a great show to do it.
You know how I
or
get
just take your families, you don't have to talk to them for 2 hours.
Well, this is it's been good being in radio. I get out of going to people's houses. I just say, I gotta work.
I gotta work. Yeah, I do the same thing.
Yes.
Oh, I got a show.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Great minds think alike, and we also don't take the tags off our clothing.
Why would you?
Charleston Music Hall downtown. You can get your front row tickets the day of the show. The box office is open Monday through Thursday, noon to 6 p.m. Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. No extra fees at the box office.
Come on down or call us, 853-2252. You don't have to pay those online ticketing fees, and we're here to help you pick your best seat.
37 John Street downtown, charlestonmusichall.com. Oh, it's going to be a good month here. Always a pleasure seeing you, and we'll definitely speak to you next month. He puts the Charles in the Charleston Music Hall. It is Charles Carmody. Thank you very much for talking to us.
Have a great week.
charlestonmusichall.com on the sound of Charleston, 105.5 The Bridge.